First, read the wall plaque outside the room, number 20.192.1-10. Then walk in. Again, imagine that you are walking in from the sunny courtyard. What is your first impression of this all-black bedroom? Jot down some of your reactions to this room, then jot down several ways in which it differs from the other bedroom. Finally, say what sort of person would own this room. Listen to the music as you do this. This room is from a luxurious villa on the Bay of Naples built by Agrippa, Augustus Caesar's right-hand man and son-in-law. You passed a bronze bust of Agrippa when you walked here from the other bedroom. It is just past the wall plaque, The Art of Augustan Rome. This villa was built about 30 or 40 years after the villa of the other bedroom. The same eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 BC preserved this room for us as well. The walls are much plainer than the other bedroom you just looked at, but they are not without decoration. First, look at the black paint. How has it been made to look like marble, which probably lined the villa's more public rooms? The surface of the wall now looks like a wall, rather than playing with the illusion of depth. The painted columns in the other bedroom looked substantial enough to support a roof. Find the columns painted on these walls, too. But note how impossibly thin they are. Look carefully at the decorations on the center wall. Do you see Egyptian-style figures in yellow rectangles? They sit on top of thin stands that look like candelabra. Egyptian motifs like these were very popular because they recall Augustus's defeat of Antony and Cleopatra when Egypt came under Augustus's power. Now, look lower down the thin stand. Do you see swans perched? Their wings are open behind them, and their necks are curved down as they hold the ends of garlands. These are the birds of Apollo, one of Augustus's patron gods. Now, look closely at one of the thin columns on a side wall. Can you see the many different patterns with which it is decorated? Draw two or three of these patterns in your notebook as you listen. This bedroom was a private room that only family members would have seen. Yet, like the other bedroom from the villa of Phanes Sinistor, it is painted very carefully and luxuriously. Its decoration is much more restrained and refined than in the other bedroom, in keeping with Augustus's program of restraint in all areas of life. The painting here is not exuberant and busy, but we can still see here the Romans' delight in playful, luxurious surroundings. This restrained style of wall decoration spread from the homes of Augustus and his family to the homes of other Romans, and then to buildings both public and private throughout the empire, just as the portrait of Augustus spread in statuary and coins. Everyone wanted to look like Augustus and his family and to live in houses like theirs as well.